Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2. Available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Well, you know, there are so many things that can control the lives of young women. Abuse, eating disorders, unexpected pregnancy, amongst others. Mercy Ministries was founded with the intention of providing support for young women in these kinds of crises. And the founder and president of the organisation has been out in Australia recently. Nancy Alcorn, it's great to have you on Open House.
Oh, thank you, Sheridan. It's great to be with you.
Welcome back to Australia as well.
Oh, I love Australia. This is 30 trips for me and since 1999, so I can do that trip really well now.
30 trips since 99?
I think I should just get a dual citizenship.
I think so. You have some nice frequent flyer points up your sleeve too.
That's great.
How did you come to begin the work of Mercy Ministries?
Well, I worked for the government in America for 8 years right out of college and worked at a juvenile correctional facility for girls. And we had about 300 girls locked up there at any one period of time because they had committed criminal offenses. And we were, it was a government program, and just became very frustrated because the girls would be there a year at a time, supposedly to be rehabilitated, but yet they would go back to the same environment they came out of. And girls begin to die from drug overdoses, get killed in street gang fights, past the age of 18, end up in a women's prison. We begin to hear of young women that left that facility feeling so hopeless about their future that they actually took their own life. And it was out of that experience of 8 years working for the government that I realized that I did not want to spend my whole life working in a program that really didn't change lives. I wanted to see results.
And so where did the idea for your model come along?
Well, personally, I'm a Christian, and I experienced a lot of forgiveness from my past mistakes. And one of the strengths of the Christian message is that you can be forgiven and that you can have a new beginning and that your past does not have to destroy your future. For young girls who have been sexually abused or have committed criminal offenses or been involved in with lots of issues like eating disorders or unplanned pregnancy, there can be a lot of shame and guilt and condemnation attached to that, as well as what other people might think or say or whatever. And just to have a way that we can lift that off these girls and say, hey, just because you've made a mistake in life doesn't mean that you can't still be a champion in this life, and that what's happened to you in the past does not have to define who you are now or who you're going to be.
What kind of problems are the girls in that you mostly see? Are there some, you know, really dominant issues that they're wrestling with?
Yes. The majority of the girls that come to us at this particular point in time, the highest percentage is around 70% or so are girls with eating disorders. But a lot of times that's also girls who have been sexually abused, and there's issues with cutting and that kind of thing, self-harm. So, you know, it's sometimes a lot of all the issues involved.
Yeah. And so what happens for one of these girls who comes along to the program? Describe the program on a day-by-day basis.
The program itself, the average length of stay is 6 to 9 months, but it's adjusted to meet the individual needs of each young woman. And the girls have to want to be there. And it is a program where they come and live. There's supervision 24/7, but there's you know, rules, but it's not legalistic rules. It's a place of freedom, but yet it's a place of protection, because a lot of girls come because they want the boundaries of, you know, being in an environment where they're protected until they're strong enough to make choices that are beneficial. And so the girls, they have counseling, they have different life skill training classes. You know, we do tests to discover what their strengths are, and we bring professionals in. We have professionally trained counselors, we have teachers. We're working to meet the individual needs of that girl, whatever it may be.
And it's a live-in program?
It is a live-in program, and the girls stay, and then we actually, when a girl finishes the program, there's actually a graduation, and so it's really a very special thing. And it, you know, the change lives that are coming out, you know, we have girls that come in. In fact, we just had an opportunity to have some of our graduates from the program come back. And one young girl, you know, the psychologist and psychiatrist was so blown away by her change after graduating from the program. She had been in and out of jail and had actually committed criminal offenses and, you know, was very confused about her sexual identity because she was so abused as a young child. She just, you know, was just partaking of a little bit of everything and just getting in a lot of trouble and just very angry just because of all the hurt and pain in her past. And her psychiatrist, now, he didn't believe in the program, but now that he's seen the change in her life, He's now recommending young girls to come into the program and sending them there as well. And she's actually in university now working to get her degree in social work so that she can come back and be a part of helping other young women.
Isn't that great? That would give you a little motivation to keep on going, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the role of God in this, because I wonder whether there could be the same degree of change if there wasn't the spiritual component in what you're offering.
Well, I personally believe that a life change comes out of a heart change. In the book of Proverbs in the Bible, it says that out of the heart flow the issues of life. Mm. And so we found that in government work, we tried to change a life by getting them to conform to a standard of laws and rules and regulations and behavior modification and rewards and all that. And yet in the Mercy program, when there's a heart change, and there's a sense of a new beginning, a sense of a strength that's coming to help you to overcome, and realizing, you know, that you do have a choice, that you're deeply loved and valued, and you have that value placed upon you, and then a confidence begins to spring forth from that. And it's really a process of transformation that takes place. But I do not believe that there can be a true heart change without a spiritual experience, because
yes,
that's where the issues of life flow through.
Yes.
From.
Yes, I think you're right there. So you're in the United States, you're in Australia, and many people will know of Mark and Darlene Check's directorship of Mercy Ministries here in Australia.
Yeah.
The UK, where else?
In the UK, Peru, New Zealand, and we're working on some other nations in the world as well, and expanding within nations. And that process is definitely going on here in Australia. Plans are underway right now for homes to be in other cities around the nation. It's very exciting.
Yeah. How many girls have been through the program internationally, and how many would be there right now?
Thousands internationally. We're actually having a 25-year anniversary in America next year, and we've contacted we've been able to track down over 2,000 girls and that we're inviting to come back for this special celebration. So, but, you know, here in Australia, I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but it's in the hundreds now of young girls who have come through since the program opened. I think it was just maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So,
How many girls do you take on at a time?
It's different. Different programs have different sizes. There's actually expansion going on now. The home near in Sydney, it's in the 20s. Sunshine Coast, I think 15, and they're even expanding now to take more. We're building a facility in Sacramento, California, right now that will hold 40 girls. We have 40 girls in our Nashville, Tennessee program, and we're planning to build some larger places here in Australia. But you know, we're just trying to build up that base of support. Our commitment is to take girls in free of charge. And so as we get more people willing to invest in the next generation of leaders so that we can see the lives of these young women change, as we have more partners invest in that so that we can continue taking the girls who need help free of charge, then we're going to be able to expand and build larger buildings and take larger numbers of girls.
Yeah. And Nancy, do you have much of a waiting list for each of these places?
We actually do. In fact, Mark and Darlene told me that last year they had over 600 girls making application for the program at one given point. And same is true in America. We always have around 600 girls on the waiting list for, you know, 100 beds. So and that's a continual process that goes on. But the reason that happens is because the young women are experiencing tremendous life changes. Then it causes other girls to say, well, if she can get help, then I can get help. And so it's actually a good thing that we have a queue of young women trying to get help. But at the same time, it's frustrating. And so to be on your program tonight and be able to share with people that we need more partners, we need more help, that's very helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Because I would hate for somebody to listen to us now who needs the kind of help that you can provide and say, okay, there's such a waiting list, well, I'm not even going to bother making contact.
Right, and I would encourage young women that are out there listening right now not to do that. Go ahead and make contact, because our staff are trained to recognize when young girls are really desperate, and we will do everything we can to get a young woman in as quickly as possible.
Is it right that you can actually sponsor a woman?
It is right. They have a sponsorship program set up. There's information about that. I'm sure you have the contact
on the website.
Website.
Okay. Well, Nancy, fascinating to talk to you and just wonderful work. How many years now has it been that you've been doing this?
24 years. I started in America when I was 28. I'm 52 now, and just more passionate today about what I do and what the people here in Australia are doing, Mark and Darlene.
It's so encouraging to be involved in work that you know is going to live beyond you, isn't it?
It is so true. I walk into the facilities and I walk in here and I see these girls and I see all their faces. I see the staff. I see some girls on staff who actually went through the program and now they're here working and telling their stories and telling the girls, you can do it. I did it. If I did it, you can do it. And oh, it's just so rewarding to me because it's way beyond me. I get a lot of credit for something that I have very little to do with these days, but I'm just so proud of the work that goes on here.
Yeah, well, one more question to you, Nancy, because I'm sure that you've got the skills to help men as well. Why not branch out?
Well, you know, we actually do try to partner with programs for men. There's programs in America that, you know, it's sort of like, you know, a heart surgeon might could do surgery on your colon, but, you know, I would rather go to a specialist in that field.
Yeah.
We kind of specialize in young women, but sure. We also partner with other groups that are working with young men, and we make referrals to them. And at this point, there may come a time that we will be more involved, but right now we're just trying to partner with other groups who are doing what they do well.
That's your specialty. Yeah, okay. Nancy Alcorn, thanks for joining us on Open House tonight.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Sheridan. I appreciate the opportunity and just want to say thanks to all the great people of Australia who have gotten behind this work to make it possible.
Yeah. And that website is mercyministries.com.au. If you need the help, that's the place to go first and foremost, mercyministries.com.au. But also if you'd like to support the work in some kind of way, Nancy Alcorn, the president there of Mercy Ministries.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.